Okay, million leadership mandate leaders. We're back again. Thank you for connecting. Sorry for the delays of some weeks or so. We're looking at notebook three, first year million leaders mandate. Christ the great communicator. This podcast will help you to do a follow-up. We might delete them later, but make good use of them, like in 2 weeks' time or so. Christ the great communicator, developing your communication skills by imitating the master Yeshua Mashiach himself. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Communication will assist us. You know, it's between the sender of the message and the recipients. And those who are receiving the message must receive it with clarity and understanding, eliminating all the ambiguities. The success of your leadership and your marriage, your relationships with others depends on a great deal on your ability to communicate. Men of the best thinkers are not leaders. Why? They cannot communicate. Your leadership rests on your ability to connect with people, share your ideas and vision, and motivate them to partner with you. One former world leader said, "If I could start all over again, I'll go back to school and learn to communicate." Communicating is very fundamental. Communication is very important. Simplify the message. Simplify the message. Matthew 13:10 and verse 13. Our lesson is not what you say, but how you say it. Jesus' rules of communication is number one, strong beginning, one theme, simple language, familiar pictures, clear objectives, heart response. Know the people. Number two, know the people. Matthew chapter 13, verse 3, verse 10 to 13. Our lesson is not just what you say, but how they hear it. How do they hear it? You know, public speakers will look at the contrast between public speakers and great communicators. Public speakers are not communicators. Communicators are not public speakers necessarily. A public speaker says, put the message before the people. Communicating say, put the people before the message. Public speaking say, asks, what do I have? Communicator says, ask, what do they need? Public speaking say the key is the technique. Communications, the key is at the atmosphere. Public speaking, the content-oriented. Communicator, they are change-oriented. Public speaker, goal is to complete the message. Communicator, the goal is to complete the people. Very important to understand. Seize the moment in communication. Seize the moments. Our lesson is not just what you say, but when you say it, the moment, the time. Timing is critical. Questions to ask about timing. Who is my audience? What are their questions and their needs right now? What needs to be accomplished the most? What is God's answer to their questions and their needs? Are they ready to receive it? How can I build a bridge of relationship that will bear the weight of truth? You know, number four, show the truth. Our lesson is not just what you say, but how you show it. So you demonstrate, you show. Every time you speak, your audience is quietly asking. These are the questions. Number one, why should I listen to you? Can I trust you? Do you care for me? Do you know your subject? Share the passion. Number five, share the passion. Matthew 13:53-57. Our lesson is not just what you say, but why you say it. Why do you say it? Tips on speaking with passion. Speak on themes that you own for yourself. Be impact conscious rather than image conscious. So it's not about you as a leader, it's about them in impact particular. Be authentic, be truthful, paint pictures in their hearts. Know what your goal is when you speak. Prepare with prayer. Prepare with prayer. Very, very much important to prepare with prayer. And let God build fire inside you. Let God build fire inside of you. You see, so be burning, communicate from that position of burning heart. You know, share with passion in communication. The other thing that's very important, number six, seek the response from the audience. People are listening to you. Our lesson is not just what you say, but how they respond to it. Tips on helping people to respond to the truth. You have a clear objective for your listeners to act upon. Reduce it to simple phrase. Write it down. Use a hook the listener can grasp and remember. Give them a point for their head and a picture for their hearts. It is the point for their head and a picture for their hearts. Provide a vehicle for them to use to respond. Ask for what you want them to do as a leader in great communication. Steps to reduce your anxiety when communicating. Prepare extensively. Memorize first burst. Speak to friendly eyes. Dress comfortable for audience. Take a deep breath before you begin. Visualize yourself being effective. State your goal to yourself before you begin. Very important to understand. Steps to reduce your anxiety or being apprehensive. Use visual aids, PowerPoints, overhead projectors, and all those kind of things. Come to the meeting room earlier. Pray. These are fundamental things in imitating Christ, the great communicator.